They were looking to do something of a musical, of a pop music nature for the centennial celebrations. The Vagabond Saint Society is sort of a project band. We function as a house band. You know, we bring in different singers and different auxiliary musicians to help support a theme or cover a certain artist or an album, all kinds of different things. And in this case, I thought, well, this would be great. We'll put together a program of just the highlights of the history of Winston-Salem popular music. There's been a lot of music that's come out of this town, much of which a lot of people do know, but there are a lot of connections to some great music that a lot of people might not be aware of.
So what for you would you say are really some of the big highlights of Friday's show?
Oh my goodness, there are so many. Quite honestly, you know, we really hand-selected all the music for this. We're especially thrilled that we do have some of the original singers and bands getting back together and coming and joining us. Part of our idea for this was that we knew we wouldn't be able to get all the original artists. So part of the original idea was to be able to have folks on the contemporary scene now covering some of these classic songs. So it's a mishmash of things. But we are lucky enough that we've got some folks coming in. Chris Stamey is going to be here from the DBs and from a very successful solo career and producing career. He'll be here. There's a fantastic band that a lot of people will remember called The Right Profile. Our own Jeffrey Dean Foster was a part of. And they're going to be reuniting this year for the first time in 25, 30 years. So we're very excited about that.
And that's the whole band.
That's the whole band. Yeah, we've got folks flying in from everywhere. We've got Greg Humphreys flying in from New York. We're going to play some of his old band songs, Dylan Fence, and his current band, Hobex.
In terms of just the flow of how you put the show together, what can people expect?
We're going to have some Moravian brass music, courtesy of the Ardmore Brass. Peter May is going to be playing some highlights from some of the Piedmont blues that was such an important scene around here. We've got some things as diverse as a George Strait song that was written by Byron Hill, who's a very successful Nashville songwriter from here. We'll actually be playing a song by the contemporary R&B hit maker B.O.B., who it turns out is actually from Winston-Salem, something I learned. Of course, we'll have lots of great, you know, more 80s and 90s era indie rock, from Ben Folds to Jump Little Children to obviously DBs, and, you know, obviously we'll be playing a good bit of Let's Active. They were one of the first bands, along with the DBs, that really create a national profile for themselves.
So you just mentioned B.O.B., who is from here.
Yes.
In terms of the other folks, were they working their way through Winston-Salem as, say, students at North Carolina School of the Arts, or were most of them actually from this area?
I would say that probably about 75-80% of what we're doing are people that are from here and have significant ties to the area. There are a number of things that we want to do that, you know, the ties are a little bit more ephemeral, but all justified, and as far as I'm concerned. You know, a lot of people, for instance, think of Ben Folds as a Chapel Hill guy and a Greensboro guy, but he was born and raised, went to high school here, so we claim him. So we'll take him. Everything's happy underground. Jump Little Children is another example of a band that's not necessarily always associated with Winston-Salem, but they formed at School of the Arts. Everyone's going to have something that they're going to really enjoy.